Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another round of Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, don't forget, you can check me out on Drive from 4 o'clock today and tomorrow and for the rest of your lives. Anyway, we begin, of course, with the fallout with Stevie Cooper's Forest, who drew with Steven Gerrard. Gerrard's Aston Villa, no one really knows. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the reaction.
The full-time whistle has already gone, and that is the end of the encounter. Nottingham Forest have made their joint worst start to a Premier League season, but at least they have stopped the run of consecutive defeats.
I suppose what you could say is, after last week's demolition by Leicester, the confidence was low. Something to build on. Home or away, just get a result and let's get the lads going again. But the fans are behind Steve Cooper.
Oh yeah, no doubt. We've seen that tonight.
No doubt. He's got time now. He signed the contract. So whether they win the next two, lose the next two, they're with him. We've seen that tonight.
Sam Matterface has got Forest manager Steve Cooper.
I have. Steve Cooper is alongside me. How important was it to put a point on the board tonight, Steve?
It's definitely a step in the right direction, Sam. It's progress. Was it perfect? Is it how we want to be here? No, but I think it was the right thing for the situation we're in and what was needed tonight. We were definitely more compact as a team. We were definitely harder to break through. I know Villa had a lot more of the ball than us, and I know they had a lot more territory than us, but they didn't pepper our goal in any way, shape or form. Dean hasn't had, I don't think, any more saves than their goalkeeper over the course of the game. So I think that now is the time to really be looking at what went well in the game, and it's a point. Stop the bad run. We're nowhere near the league position we want to be in, but we're off the bottom, and I think that's a good psychological thing. And you saw a really committed team, stuck to the plan that we put in place, and I think some players played really well. So, you know, that's all we're looking at, is how we can build on the good things in the game.
Stops the rot. Stop the rot. Can't stop the rot.
Stop the rot. More importantly for Villa, the split between the supporters, a little bit of the way they're playing. Do you give Gerrard more time? Are some of them saying that we had a conversation earlier about some supporters thinking it's time for a change? They're more in need of a positive win and some goals and some creativity than Forest. Not in points, in terms of the manager's future.
Well, listen, we need to persevere. We need to challenge the players. We need to keep working. We're working ever so hard as a coaching staff. I am. I'm giving players a lot of freedom in them positions to go and be the best version of themselves. I'm tweaking the formation. I'm trying to finish with as many attacking players as I can on the pitch. We might need a little bit of luck. We might need certain individuals to be a bit more confident and back themselves a little bit more, because we're playing against a team that's conceded a lot of goals tonight, who's bottom of the league, so I expect a bit more from us from an attacking point of view.
You look at the Coutinho and you expect... There have been moments this season. The Man City game is where I felt that he really did shine, looked like he belonged in that kind of company. It's indicative of the way that they're playing as a club right now, that their best player... Ollie Watkins... Not the player that we saw, you know, going in to the England squads a couple of seasons ago when he first broke in there. You know, we're seeing players playing within themselves.
The same old mate, to be honest. I just don't get Steven Gerrard as a manager. His pre-match, his post-match says the same things, and there's real lack of improvement. And the main thing I look at in any coach is that you see improvement in your players. And since Dean Smith left, we haven't had zero improvement for any player.
Do you know what, fellas? I'm really sorry, but I've got to say I'm very, very, very worried. Very worried.
Go on.
If we can't be taking points off Forest, who are we going to take them off? Certainly not Chelsea on Sunday. I can tell you that right now. And I've got to be brutally honest, fellas. I think it's time we saw the door, Gerard. The players on that pitch can produce something far better than what they're producing at the moment. There's, something's just not right. And for me, it starts with the manager, unfortunately.
Now, following defeat to Arsenal in the Premier League, Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool are 14 points behind the Gunners, who are, of course, top of the table. We'll hear from Ali McCoist, Jamie O'Hara and Didi Haman. But first, here's the Reds legend, Graham Souness. Souness, no one really knows. Dismissing claims that Clippity Klopp has the seven-year itch. If he has, by the way, I've got cream for that because I gave it to my... Oh, not that kind. OK, just play the audio. Embarrassing.
Not a good day for Jurgen Klopp, but it's an excellent day for Mikel Arteta as it finishes Arsenal 3, Liverpool 2.
I don't see the comparison with Mainz and Dortmund. I don't see it being a seven-year thing.
It's incredible though, Graham.
Yeah, but I think it's just a gigantic coincidence. If you've had success going down a certain road, do you all of a sudden change it? He'd be saying the same things he was saying today as he was saying when he walked through the doors on day one. The manager's not faultless, but what I'm saying, I'm talking about the 7 years thing. Forget that. It's an absolute tosh.
What? The coincidence?
Yes, just a coincidence. Complete coincidence.
They've been at the top of their capacities for the last 3 to 4 years. What they've achieved or what they did last season was second to none. I don't think that will be achieved ever again to be within 7 days of winning all four trophies. Mm. And I think psychologically, it was always going to be tough this season. Arsenal yesterday in the second half was everything Liverpool was 4 or 5 years ago. They were breathtaking going forward. There was intent. You felt something's going to happen.
What I would say about Liverpool, with the change in Liverpool, Manchester City, for example, both teams have dominated the last 3 or 4 years, 5 years, whatever it be, I think we'd agree on that. The big difference is nobody fears Liverpool now, where it's the opposite of Manchester City. They've actually got scarier.
This Liverpool team looks tired, they look pedestrian, and they just look flat. And I'm not sure where the spark's going to come from. The end of an era, I wouldn't write them off, but my imagination doesn't let me see where the spark is going to come from.
Oh, brilliant, what an effort!
If I was playing now and I was playing against Liverpool, the first thing your manager would be saying to you is get the ball out left, leave him one-on-one, get one-on-one with Trent, because defensively he's a League One defender, but he's a Champions League.
He's
League One defending, but he's Champions League going forward. So Klopp knows that. He loves his attacking ability, but defensively he is all over the place.
Now, here's the former Palace Simon Jordan, reacting to the news that one of his former managers, Stevie Bruce, has been sacked by West Brom. Time to get out the thesaurus.
TalkSport breaking news.
West Brom have sacked Steve Bruce following the Baggies' plunge into the bottom three. Was there any other decision to be made? 3 defeats in 4 games have left West Brom 22nd in the Championship.
It's very difficult, to argue the case for Steve. I was arguing it in terms of last week's debate about the fact that we're in these games, and most of the games they play in the dominating possession, but you can't take a team whose aspiration was to get into the Premier League and put them fourth and bottom in the Championship over a sustained period of time and ultimately expect those above you to remain resolute that you're the right guy. You know, last week they played Preston, they got 20 shots on goal, 60% possession, lose 1-0. Saturday, they're pretty dominant again in the game, so it would seem.
Yeah.
And they draw 0-0. So I do think that this may well be the closing curtain on an interesting managerial career, and I think ultimately it probably is.
Back now to Graham Souness. Souness, don't you get the joke? Discussing Erling Haaland and why the Man City player is a prototype of a perfect striker. That doesn't mean anything at all. He's just a human.
He's phenomenal. He's like a factory-made goal-scoring machine. The size, the athleticism, the attitude. I can't think of something. Where could he improve? I'm sure Pep would say he could do this or do that. He doesn't have lots of touches. He's economical, incredibly athletic, got a football brain. I love it. I just look for the other side of things. When he scores a goal, he's not running away to the crowd it's all about me kissing a badge, waving to the crowd. He wants to get amongst his teammates. I don't think he has a weakness.
And here's Pep Guardiola, no one really knows, looking ahead to the Champions League clash with Copenhagen on TalkSport 2.
In towards Haaland! And who else would score it but Erling Haaland?
So, of course, we adapt a little bit. He adapt, yeah, we know each other.
on and off the pitch. But he settled perfectly and quickly because he's a nice guy. He listens well, he understands the things quickly. He's able to do it for himself, for the team. The team feels protected with him. He knows, we know we have an incredible threat up front, weapon to use him. And at the same time, he knows what you have to do because mates, they do it. And when that happens, situations come easy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the Chelsea boss, Graham Potter, ahead of the clash with AC Milan Milan. Everyone knows it's Milan. Which is live on Talk Sport. Oh, look at that, us going all the way to Italy, as they say, Trebbiano.
That's our challenge, that's what we have to try to do. And you're right, it's an incredible place here, completely different game. AC Milan will try to use the home advantage just like we did. Two good teams, two quite evenly matched teams, I think. So it's going to be a fantastic game, really looking forward to it.
He does have his first Chelsea goal, and it completes what is, in the end, a very satisfactory afternoon for Graham Potter in his first home league game in charge.
Used to say at Brighton, wins are the best way to convince people that your ideas can work, and it's only a short time. So I'm not getting carried away at all, but wins help. I mean, it's about performance, about getting to know the players, it's about the process, but at the same time, we all know, and you guys will remind me, that you need to win as well. So it's a good week, but it's only a week.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. A reminder that straight after us at 7 o'clock is AC Milan against Chelsea in the Champions League. It's live on TalkSport. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.